Okay, yesterday was Daf Mem Vav. Today is Mem Zayin. We're going to do a review of yesterday's Daf and then get to today's. Have a mind that our learning should be a schus for all given Eretz Yisrael. It should be safe. Hashem should protect us all. And also, Lili Nishmas, Kitzuk Heshel, Ben Avram Gedalia, Bas Ami, Bas Shmoy Mazalman, Yomiyo, and Sar Bas Menachem. And of course, Lema Das Bas Ronya, Yitzchak Ben, Zahava,
Miriam
Bas Et Yizisa,
and
Chai Rachel Bas Tvora, Tvito Ben Chasha, and Yisrael Yoshua Ben Mina, and Chava Bas Dali Hinda, and Shoshana Gold Bracha Bas Yael Rina, amongst all else who need a refuah. Okay. Amen. So if you want to follow along, we're starting off at the base, at the bottom of the page on Daf Mem Hey on the base. We're at a question over there. Again, we're talking about whether you could use money for Chalipin or not. We're discussing Dinim with regards to this Kenyan, this form of Kenyan called Chalipin. And here's and whether it can be acquired with Chalipin, because it's like two things. Can it be used as the means for Chalipin? And also, can it become yours via Chalipin? That's the question with something else. So basically, the case was a guy was standing in the silo. He has zero money on him, with him. And he wants to be misaken, or basically tithe his Maaser Sheni, transfer the Kiddush B'machalal, his Maaser Sheni produce, onto the money. So what does he do? He also doesn't want to pay the extra fifth that an owner would for his own stuff. So what he says is like this. He says, here's these payers as a gift to you, and now I'm going to use the money in my house to redeem them from you, and I won't have to add a fifth. And, you know, like, the truth is, we're not that picky about this legal loophole over here. Okay, as long as you're separating the Maaser Sheni, yeah, okay, so whatever. You have to realize the Maaser Sheni money goes to you anyway, right? So you're sort of stealing from yourself, kind of, because it just means you'll be putting away more money for your vacation when you go to Eretz Yisrael, more of your spending money. Like, so, okay, so you'll have less spending money. Okay, whatever. It's up to you. You know what I'm saying? So we don't get that worked up. Chazal didn't see it as like a big deal. Anyway, bottom line is, it is his payer. It now belongs to the other guy, so I do not have to add a fifth. And I'm transferring it on the money that I have in my house. It sounds like, but if he did have money, then this would not be what we would do. What we would do is we would say, just give the money to your friend that you trust and let him redeem it on that money. And that's it. And then he could give you the money. That's Maaser Sheni money. Okay.
Can you use Maaser Sheni money for the expenses of traveling to Israel?
No, that doesn't pay for the flight. It's a good question. Only in Yerushalayim.
Not even coach.
Coach. Not even coach. Right. Right. Travel is on you, but once you're there in Yerushalayim, then you're in the walls of Yerushalayim.
You need the food on the way to Yerushalayim?
No, it's in, not with that money. Those funds are only to be used in Yerushalayim. It's
where
like
do you bring produce?
Locked in fund.
Do I need the produce on the way?
No, that's but also.
The hotel rooms.
They're also not. What?
The hotel
rooms. If it's room and board, then you kind of can. There's things that you can do. You kind of can rub it in, you know what I'm saying? So, like, there are things.
All inclusive room.
Right, exactly. So, there's something like that, you know. So, you stay in the nicest hotels and whatever, they wine and dine you, and it's all on God's dime, so to speak. That's the idea. What?
All in one.
Yeah, it's. Right, exactly. So, you kind of get it, it works.
So your friend has to give back to you.
Yeah, obviously we're talking about a friend you trust. You're giving him all your fruit, you know, you're trusting him right there already. Anyway, the point being, if you have money, you definitely would be giving him the money, and he would be redeeming it, right? So the question is, now that I don't have money, why can't I just give it to him with the Kenyan Sudar? Then he has money, and then he could redeem it on his money that's in my house. Obviously, you can't be a nikneh. Matbe is not nikneh b'chalipin. That's what it sounds like. So what are you going to say? Oh, well, you know, you need a sudr to be able to activate that kinyan, handkerchief. He has no handkerchief. So he says, no handkerchief. Okay, so why can't he do kinyan agav? He has no land. Oh, he has no land. He has no handkerchief. So what are we talking about? So that basically means that this guy, you have to realize not having a sudr means not having any article of clothing. So we're talking about not even, it doesn't have a yarmulke on, he doesn't have anything. So the guy's basically buck naked. And the other guy, and he doesn't have any land. And that's the guy we're talking to, and that's why there's only this. Come on, come on. Obviously, it's here to convey this concept. What's it coming to teach us? Coming to teach us that Matzbeh is not Niknas, but Chalipin. Finished, end of story, and that seems to be a winning argument. And in fact, Rav Papa himself was choizer on what he said before. Okay, and he said that. And the proof is, it's because the Rav Papa had a story where he had 12,000 dinarim by Bechuzoy, and he was only able to transfer that money to somebody else, Rav Shmuel Bar Alka, the man he trusted, agav asiv at the base, via land, that it would be a kinyan agav. Which, why? Because he couldn't do a chalipin of that money. Okay, and when he came back, he was so happy that he even went to greet him head, but like really far out. Okay, anyway. Bottom line is, we saw Ula says Matpeh is not good for Chalipin. Same with Rav Asi, he's not Nas Chalipin. Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, ain't Matpeh Nas Chalipin. Sounds like a lot of people saying that. Now, comes along Rav Abba, asks Ula a question on that. You say Matpeh is not good for Chalipin. Okay, how are we supposed to understand this member over here? It says that if there was a man who has the base workers and they're claiming they need the money and it's in the market and he doesn't have cash on him. So he goes to the money changer and goes to the Pushka guy and he says, look, I need the change here. I have $100 at home. Give me the change so I can pay off my workers. And I'll give a little extra to tzedakah, something like that. I'm giving just a marshal, similar marshal. Okay. Anyway, And we're saying that, why isn't that basically interest, okay? We're saying if you have the money at home, then it works, and it's mutter, otherwise it's asr. And if ein matpeh nas chalipin, how is it working? It's a real loan, basically, because I'm borrowing the money and I'm paying you back more than I'm borrowing. And Ra'ula was quiet. He did not have an answer. So then Rababa said, maybe we're not really talking about money over here. We're talking about unstamped pennies, unstamped copper coins, and unstamped silver. And he said, you know what? That's exactly what's going on. And if you look in the wording, it didn't say dinar yafa. It said yafa dinar. What's worth a dinar? Which means that it's the equivalency in silver of a dinar, meaning it's the blank of a coin of a dinar. That's the size of a dinar. So that actually fits in better. And once it's that, it's peri to peri. It's not like item to item. And that could be immediate. That's one answer. Rav Ashi says it could be a regular purchase over here. And the reason why that's still legal is because it's not, if you say, lend me until my son comes home, and, you know, because he has the key, or until I find the key, so then that's not real interest, even if you're giving a little more. Okay. Next thing, we brought a raya, we tried proving again whether you could use matbeh of chalipin, because it says, when anything that can be money for something else, which sounds like cash, basically, once this one is zoicha, the other one's chayav in the chalipin. And what are we talking about? It sounds like matbeh, and we're saying matbeh nas chalipin. Isn't that what, how else are we reading that? So if Yehuda says, no, that's not what's going on over here, it means exactly the opposite. It doesn't mean nasa, it means kol anishon tambacher, meaning something that needs valuation to figure out what its value is. That's everything but a dollar, right? A dollar, you know what it is because it's a dollar, okay? It doesn't take a valuation. Nishon tambacher means that you have to do do an assessment to figure out exactly how much something's worth. So, and the proof is, because look at the sefer, it says, how so? Somebody was trading a shor for a para, or an ox for a cow, or a donkey for an ox. So that's clearly two items, not money. Okay, so the Gemara says, that's beautiful, but like, how do we even think that we're talking about nasa damacher means cash? Obviously, the ketzad is clearly talking about two things. So the Gemara says, Yeah, no, we thought that maybe it was like going on two cases. First of all, money could be chalipin, and peri also could be chalipin. And what's the case of peri? And he gave an example of echiv shor b'parah or chamor b'shor. Now, the Gemara says, that's very, you could read this according to Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes, as we'll see in today's daf, holds that peri makes chalipin. But according to Rav Nachman, that says that only kelim are good for chalipin, you have to use the, you know, the rabbis pen, have the pen. That's the only thing that we do. Pen or handkerchief.
Handkerchief, yeah.
Right. Nobody knows what that is anymore.
Handkerchief.
That the generation of handkerchief is a dying breed. You know that?
When I was
growing up. That was what everyone used. But it's a dying breed. I'm just saying. You know, this is the last generation who's going to know what that is. I'm not going to be able to give that as an example anymore. Anyway. Handkerchief? What is that? Okay, anyway.
Hanky,
right. It's a, right. Anyway, so
use the gartel.
Right, the gartel. That's another. That's what the Hasidim use. Use the gartel. Okay, so
they just throw out mine with the Pesach cleaning. Don't ask.
Okay. Anyway. So the that right. So basically. That shitas Rav Nachman. So the question is, how does Rav Nachman read this quote here? He says peri doesn't make chalipin. So according to him, he's saying quote is saying a completely different idea. He's saying sometimes you could have a regular purchase that works the same as chalipin, and that's in the case of echlif not shor bepara but demei shor bepara or demei chamor b'shor, which basically means. That what's going on over here is a dual transaction, which basically means, I want to buy that the cow. So he says, okay, here's the cow. How much is it? 100 zuz. Fine. Agreed. He says, I'll take it. I'll pay you the 100 zuz. And now I owe you 100 zuz. And now with that, and then you see that I have a donkey. You say, hey, I'll take the donkey. How much is that? 100 zuz. So I'll take that for the 100 zuz you owe me. You understand? So it's really a dual transaction, but the way it works is it's also instantaneous. Basically, as soon as one takes one, the other one is done. But it's like kind of like a barter. But anyway, but the point being is it's working with a cash relationship or a purchase relationship, and it doesn't need the mashicha to on both sides to make it work. That's basically the idea. And the reason why is because he also like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that really Minatora. Money does work, and you can make a kinyan kesef. The only reason why the rabbis said not is because of maybe the guy will claim, you know, oh, your wheat burned in the attic, you know, which is not. Basically, if the item that is sold is still by me, so I'm not going to be as as careful with your things as I normally. As it would be if the sale didn't go through. It's that simple. And therefore, if there's a fire, I'm like, okay, look, it's your stuff that's burning out. I'm already have my money, my cash in my pocket.
That I saved already. That's not burning.
Protected. That's not burning. Yeah. Right, so come on. So because of that, they said, until you get the item that you're buying, it's a protection of the buyer, but it's rabbinic in nature. So they only do it in normal transaction. This is already a abnormal transaction. It's like a bartering type of arrangement. So therefore, they didn't make the gzeira. That's basically what's going on over here. Now, according to Rish Lakish, who says that he argues on Rabbi Yechon, he says that actually the kinyan, the way the Torah describes the kinyan, is only mashicha. There's no kinyan of kesef in the Torah. So that works if he holds like Rav Sheshes. Then he can explain Rav Sheshes. But he holds like Rav Nachman, that peri after chalipin, matbei lizlakani. So how is he going to explain this quote here? It doesn't make sense. So it must be our only option is that Rish Lakish would have to hold like Rav Sheshes. And that's the bottom line. Okay, next thing we quoted, it says the Mishnah that all metaltlin are acquire each other. And Rish Lakish says, even a wallet full of money with a wallet full of money. And the question is, I thought that basically he's talking about chalipin with money. What's going on over here? This is against our rules that we established that you can't use coins for chalipin. So the Gemara explains that we're not talking about any old money. We're talking about an anka dinar and an anigra, which basically means that both of these monies are black market cash. Okay, one... The king said, this money is not good money anymore. Like the old shekel, new shekel, not acceptable, not fungible. We, you know, like on a very official level, nobody's interested in that money. Then, that's one type. And the other one is this particular Medina doesn't accept that money. Elsewhere, it's good money, but over here, it's not good money. Okay, in, you know, where there, a lot of times they, so anyway, bottom line is, each one has an advantage over the other in terms of, do we look at it as money or not? If it's the Malchus that disqualified it, that means it's disqualified basically everywhere, not in any particular area. Yet, there's still a black market under the table type of value because people are still accepting it as a means of transaction, just not in an open way because they're hiding it from the king. As opposed to the other thing where it's just one Medina, not the other Medina. So here, nobody's accepting it because you can't have somebody else in this other country's money in this country. It's illegal and you'll get in trouble with it. So, but elsewhere, it's still money. So bottom line is maybe therefore it will have a din matbeya. And the answer is neither of these have a din matbeya. And that's why they're valid for bartering, for trading, and for kinyan chalipin. And that is where we left off yesterday. Okay.